You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Biggest trending news across a big swath of the country. And how often do we get to use the word swath?
Not nearly enough.
Is the weather and the big polar air mass. It's actually a Siberian air mass that is coming down. It's going to be dropping temperatures in Montana and North Dakota, they said, to 40 to 50 below. Now they're talking about wind chills in Denver that could be 40 below zero.
Yeah, right in the heart of D-Town. So
it's been something like
layer up
30 years since this kind of cold has come through the Denver area. I want to say it was 1990 that they're talking about.
Yeah.
So the city is opening up, like, the Denver Coliseum will act as what they call a warming center for anyone who needs a place of shelter against the cold. Libraries and rec centers will be available during their regular business hours just for people to escape and get inside.
Yeah, it's going to be bad.
So, man, oh, man. The thing is, it's going to recover really quickly. By Christmas Day on Sunday, it actually could be up around 50. Yeah. With sunshine. So,
and snow, about 4 inches in Denver, they said, too. 4 inches of snow.
From this storm tomorrow night?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but no snow. Not a white Christmas in terms of it actually snowing. Might still be on the ground, but it'll be sunny. The Avalanche won last night. Had to go to a shootout. Those are always exciting, aren't they?
Yeah.
It was a 0-0 game all the way through, and then they went to a shootout, and the Avs won. Way to go.
Hooray.
Now the Montreal Canadiens come to town for a game. That'll be tomorrow night. Tonight, the hardwoods are down. It's a big showdown at Ball Arena tonight. The Nuggets taking on the Memphis Grizzlies, who are in first place by a game, which means if the Nuggets win, they'd be tied for the lead in the conference.
Nice.
Like that. What is going on in Boulder, Jeremy? They've shut down the main library there because they did some environmental testing. And when I saw the story, it said, like, environmental testing. I'm like, oh, like radon or something like that?
You got asbestos in there, yeah.
No.
No?
Meth.
Oh, the meth.
They found meth in the air ducts inside the library.
How'd it get in there?
Officials say the library will be closed out of, quote, an abundance of caution. Yeah. And they've also said that the levels, this is what was so funny to me. They say the levels of methamphetamine inside the library were higher than acceptable, which to me the question is then, what is an acceptable level?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's
Shouldn't
funny.
The acceptable level be zero?
One would think, yeah.
God.
Oh, I feel bad for the employees that are there all day working in that, you know?
If we got a little bit of meth,
all their teeth are falling
ducts,
out.
That's fine. But if it gets above a certain level, we're going to have to step in.
Yeah, my God.
Porch piracy is obviously a big deal. In fact, it's exploding. The Denver police say that it has doubled in the last 5 years. Not like a 10%, 20%, 30% increase. It has doubled in the last 5 years. And they say they just throw their hands up. They don't have the person power to get out there and hunt down porch pirates. So really, the arrest rate is only 3%. 97% of thefts of packages off of front porches go uncaught, unpunished.
They just keep doing it.
So the police saying the best way to combat this is either have your delivery packages sent to your office, which is actually a pretty good idea, or you can just make a deal with a neighbor so that they keep an eye out. And if they see a delivery come up, they'll run over and grab it. And
yeah, we have a neighbor that does that
until you get home.
She's the best. Or she'll put in our garage code.
You got a neighbor partner like that?
Shove it in our garage and put our garage down for us. Yeah, she's the best. Sweet Tina. I love Tina.
Wait a minute.
Yep. It's the only Tina I like.
No, that's what? Not even what I'm thinking. I'm over here feeling heart palpitations.
What?
Jeremy Padgett.
What?
Gave somebody besides a family member
the code
to his garage?
Yeah, I trust her.
What?
I trust her. She's a good human.
I thought I would go my entire life without ever hearing that.
I think she even has a key to our side gate.
Yeah. Of course, you keep the door from inside the garage into your house.
Not a chance she's getting in the house.
Tina's not getting in
there.
No,
she'll steal things.
There was an earthquake out in California this morning. 6.4. That is a big earthquake.
Yeah.
It was about 270 miles north of San Francisco, but they say tens of thousands of people without power because of this tembler. Isn't that the right word? A tembler? T-E-M-B-L?
I've never heard that. I don't know.
Tell me, look that up.
I just heard it be called an earthquake.
A tembler.
Tembler! Hmm.
Yeah, the shaking of the surface of the planet.
All right.
All right, what else is trending?
There is now a very lucky E.T. fan with one of the coolest pieces of movie memorabilia ever. The one-of-a-kind E.T., they call it a mechatronic model, sold for $2.5 million at auction. It is the actual E.T. robot that they used in the filming of the 1982 classic.
Wow.
It has, I don't know, man. The model has 85 points of movement. Back in the day, it took like five or six people to actually run it for filming. I posted some pictures of it on our Facebook, I believe. But the crazy part is some of the pictures show the skin on and off of this model. So you can see the actual skeletal inner workings of E.T. So that's really neat. That's quite the collector's piece to have.
That's interesting, too, because today, if that movie was made, it would all be CGI.
It so would be. I know when they redid it, actually. They re-released it, and they put a bunch of new stuff in it, and they did put a bunch of CGI ETs in there.
Okay.
And the ET was makes a special appearance in one of the Star Wars movies. Have you ever looked that up?
No.
Yeah, they've got ET in one of the Star Wars. There's a bunch of little ETs. Google it. Some other things.
You know, the only time I've ever seen E.T. was doing the premiere of it. I hosted the premiere
at a theater
when it came out. That's the only time I've seen it.
Dang. Yeah, I've probably seen it a couple times.
You got kids. Maybe your kids.
Yeah, it's really creepy. some of the other things for auction. The BMX bike that Elliot rode around in the movie. $115,000 for that bike.
Wow. Where do you think that's been parked for 40 years?
It was up on the hangers in somebody's garage. One of those little hook hangers, you know? It's up in somebody's garage. James Cameron is hoping to put a definitive end to the speculation that Jack could have survived after the sinking of the Titanic. It's a fairly iconic scene. It's been debated over the years that Rose was floating around on that door and she could have just moved over a little bit and Jack could have got on there and they both could have survived.
Yeah, people are like, scooch over just a little.
Cameron conducted a actual forensic study to show that the door could not possibly have supported them both. he put a lot into this. They hired like hypothermia experts. They reproduced the actual scene from the movie with a bunch of sensors and all this stuff. Anyway, bottom line is they came up with that only one person would have survived that situation, and it was Rose. So it's completely legit.
Not to mention the fact that they were just fictional characters.
Yeah, not to mention it's a movie, you know. This didn't really happen. Anyway, it's going to be the 25th anniversary. They're going to do a re-release of the Titanic in 4K, so that's kind of why they're doing
it. Hasn't
it
already been the 25th? I thought that movie came out in 97.
It says the study will be the subject of a National Geographic special timed to the 25th anniversary.
Oh, I see. The 25th re-release. Anniversary was yesterday.
Look at that. So maybe the special already ran.
We could have talked all about it.
Damn it. Well, we did today.
We'll talk it up for the 50th.
Adele is coming out with a lingerie line. If anyone is interested in that, you can get yourself some Adele underpants. This is kind of a sad story. It says more than 80% of adults aren't meeting the federal government's muscle strengthening guidelines. We've all turned into little weaklings. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services recommends that those between the ages of 18 and 64 engage in at least 150 minutes of moderate physical activity during the week or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity every week. And they say only 22% of Americans are actually meeting those guidelines. So we're all just laying around shoveling food in our mouths.
We're going to look like little ETs.
The good news is they did put out a list of the most active states where we're kind of going above and beyond, and Colorado was at the top of that list. So at least a lot of us here are staying, you know, physically fit and trying to stay active. So that's kind of cool. I like this story this morning about toys. They say one of the major things keeping the toy industry afloat right now is a group of people called Kidults. And these are kids at heart, responsible for about a quarter of all toy sales annually, about $10 billion worth. They're the biggest driver of growth throughout the toy industry. It's people like me who go out and buy toys because of the nostalgia aspect behind that. They say that these people have a great fondness for cartoons, superheroes, and collectibles that remind them of their childhood. And a lot of these toy companies are actually devoting parts of their company to re-release these toys, like the He-Man line that I'm collecting. They're re-releasing all these toys from the 70s and 80s, so adults go out and buy them, and they're making money off of them. Hmm. Is there any toy that you would want? Besides your Tinker toys.
I can't think of anything. I'm not so much a toy guy, but I mean, would you count like...
Like okay, comic books?
Do jigsaw puzzles count as toys?
No.
Well,
I don't think so.
Now, I have had those Lego gifts given to me. Yeah. I haven't gone out and bought them myself, but people
that was
get
one
me
of
the
things in the
International Space Station Lego toy.
They're buying, these adults are buying action figures, Lego sets, and dolls that might be considered, you know, typically for kids, but all these adults are out doing it. And they say a lot, too, is because the kids born in the 70s and 80s, they were the first real generations that had a lot of licensing and branding and marketing pumped into all these cartoons and toys, and it's just kind of stuck with you, you know?
Had to be Star Wars that kicked all that off.
No joke, man. Yeah, that's a biggie. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find it. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Kind of a fun article this morning that I posted. The headline of it says, "Everyone should know these unexpected ways to use peanut butter." And you can use peanut butter to fix a squeaky door, remove sticky residue. This one's weird. It says you can spread peanut butter on your lawn and garden tools, including the wooden handles, before you store them away in the winter. It'll keep them well-preserved throughout the cold winter and ready to roll come spring. Can you imagine being outside rubbing peanut butter all over your shovels?
I cannot.
Who's doing this? You're going to bring all mice into your shed.
Yeah, and ants and everything. Is it just something in peanut oil that's like a preservative?
Yeah, I think so. They say you can use it for furniture polish as well and lubricating tools and foreplay. Who knows what you're
going to
say?
Anything about the bedroom in there or no?
Hey, don't do that. Don't put it there. I have an allergy. See the whole list on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.